duty, the deacons, the trustees, the ushers. We thank you very much, Lord, for the instrument users. We thank you very much for the computer operators and the engine operators and our brother there in the broadcasting room. Thank you very much. Father God in heaven, we have come, O Lord, because you bid us to come. Lord, we must tell you of all our needs. We must tell you of all our problems. We must tell you of all our cares. We must tell you of all our needs. We look up to you. You are the only one that can solve our problem. You are the only one that can meet our needs. You are the only one, Heavenly Father, that cares, O Lord our God, because there is no other one like you. Help us, our Father, as we bring our bodies before you. May you lighten it for us, O Lord. We need a simple childlike faith. May you impart it unto us, O Lord. Our Father and our God in heaven, may you take your word, O Lord. May you impart it to the hearts of your sons and your daughters. Lord, may there be no distraction of attention, O Lord. Even those that are listening online, may you help them their homes. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Have the preeminence, Heavenly Father. Lord, take man completely out of the way. Father God in heaven, may our attention be taken away from man. But, O Lord, unto Jesus, and unto Jesus alone, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May your word strengthen us, O Lord. May your word heal our bodies. May your word set the captives free. May your word bring salvation, Lord. May your word bring deliverance, Heavenly Father. May your word bring baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let it be so, Lord. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint each and every one of us. Thank you, our Master. If there are people on their way, may you hasten their footsteps down safely. Bless the saints across the nation, O Lord, in the other nations, Father. Thank you, Lord. Be with your servant over there, Abakatari. You seem to be a blessing unto your people. Bring it back safely unto us, Lord. Be with our pastor and his wife at home, and help the rest of your people. Thank you, our Master. Honor and glory be thine. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church this evening in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we please stand up on our feet? Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of St. Luke, chapter 5. St. Luke, chapter 5. Just to remind ourselves of the few things that we know even from the message of the hour. But one thing, we don't want it to be too common unto us. St. Luke chapter 5. I read from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. May the Lord bless his word tonight to our heart. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church this evening, even for this midweek prayer meeting, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. With the little time before us, the prophet took this text of scriptures and preached several sermons. So this one this evening is at thy word. Amen. Another one, nevertheless, at thy word. Another place, at thy word, Lord, I will lay down the net. So this evening we want to look at thy word, which is 53 June 8. Can they go to paragraph 12? The prophet said that, you know, that this may be a Monday. After Monday, when everybody had had a great sermon on Sunday, maybe, and preaching, and he had went along, and he didn't have no lotted places, but he was meeting down by the seashore. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't belong to any denomination. In the chapter 4, after his temptation, and he won the victory over the devil, miracles started following his ministry, and then healings, deliverances, setting captives free, casting out devils out of people's lives, and just went about, as the Bible would say, doing good. So this time around now, because he has no lotted place to preach, because he was never a Sadducee or a Pharisee or Herodias, so the Bible made us to know that common people had Jesus gladly. Amen. The Bible said that usually, he had to stay away from the rich people who had many things of this world. So he got down among the fishermen, the peasants, the low type of people that were considered low type, the people who had not much of this world's goods, but was rich in faith. Amen. The prophet said, I would rather be like that. I believe every one of us would like to be like that. Amen. People that does not have these world's goods, who are not rich people of the world, consider to be nothing, but they are rich in the faith of our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there is where he found him, where people believed him, and that is where you will find him tonight. Amen. Where Jesus is always found is where people believe his word. And that's where people believe him. And that is where he will be. And that's where he will always be. Amen. And the prophet said here, he said, and you too. He said, you are too. Usually, where you are welcome is where people will receive you. Amen. So we can see that it is only common people that had him gladly. Common people had him gladly then. Common people are still hearing him gladly today. So he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did then, he's still doing now, and we're going to do till his last time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't forget that common people had him gladly. And it's always where people will believe his word. Praise be to God. Amen. Now the prophet said, We can see him coming along with some men following him. He stopped at the sea, at the side of the shore. I got a picture right here. He has preached this sermon. Let me leave that one. 13 now. Now, he began to talk because he had to borrow Simon Peter's boat to preach. And remember that these fishermen, they are toiled all night and they have caught nothing. And now they were mending their nets, trying to wash them and dry them. And Jesus came around, and the people now, what they made us to know that the women, they came from places. Men too, they came from their farms. Because they have had that, you know, miracles, signs and wonders, and deliverance and healings that he has performed. So he become popular now among common people. So they left their farms, and even when they were going home, because they had that, this wonderful preacher is coming around to preach. And then they left everything. The woman said, the men, they tied their horses, or their what? They tied their, let me see, bear with me a little, the men. But Abraham said, they tied their, whatever their mule, whatever they were using, they tied them, and they all came around to listen to the preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. And these fishermen too, when they had caught, you know, they have toiled all night, and they didn't catch anything. But Abraham said, you can imagine that too. He said, if there was any fisherman or fishermen in the audience, you know what it means to be discouraged. After you have fished, or after you have toiled all night, and you didn't get anything. Rabban said, you feel like being discouraged. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the thing is this, the people, when they gathered around him, and because the people prayed for him now, there were two sheep there. But he entered that of Peter and asked him to please trust him a little from the land so that the people will not push him into the water. And Peter obeyed. Let me read this for us. But Abraham said, he stepped into the boat. He said, Peter, trust out. Please, that is 16 a little. 16. Paragraph 16. Peter, trust out a little, just a little bit. I want to preach a while. And while he stood there and began to preach to the people, well then, after he got through, he had borrowed Simon's boat, and he never borrowed nothing unless he pays for it. Hallelujah. When Peter borrowed Jesus, his boat or his ship to preach in, after all, Jesus rewarded Peter. Are you following me? And he said, now, Simon, I want to trust into the deep for a draught. After Jesus finished preaching, he now told Peter, he said, Peter, launch now into the deep for to catch a draught. Amen. Listen to our prophet here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at him. He said, launch out into the deep and lay down for a draught. 18, please. In other words, I can hear Peter say, well, Lord, why we are fishermen? We were born and raised on this seashore. Why? We know when the moon is right and when all the signs are right. There is not even a fish in that water. Well, we toiled all night long and we know when the signs are right, and we never even took one fish. We took nothing. And then you come around and tell me to go back in the same water where I've been standing. Think of that. And lay down and get a whole boat full of them. Why? It couldn't be. If Peter have said that,
then the will of God, then. May God help us, church. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Jesus' command was launch into the deep, even the same place where you have toiled all night. Launch your net into that place, that same place, and call and catch drought. Remember, they were trained fishermen right from their youth up till he got older like that. Hallelujah. But one thing I want to remind us is this. Papa, the name of his father, the father of Peter. Papa Jonah had already told Peter and Andrew, remember, I am now old, and we are the Messiah to come. Many people will come and say, this one, that one, that they are the Messiah. But when the Messiah comes, you are going to recognize him by the sign he will operate. Now, Peter, when he had heard Jesus preaching, and followed Jesus his boat, and after he finished preaching, and he borrowed, and he will repay, and he told Peter, launch into the deep. And Peter was now telling Jesus, Jesus knows all things, because he's the Almighty God. He's the one in the body of flesh. He now told them, because, listen, oh God, help us. Launch into the same place and bring out a drought. Listen to the prophet. But Abraham said something here. I want to read something to us. Unbelief. The first thing you know, who have caught that, when he said, let down the net and take up the drought. Where they have been fishing through, how foolish to the carnal mind, where they said, there is no fish there. But he said, launch into the deep. Now listen to the prophet. Prophet said, if there were no fish there, because he has spoken, the Creator has spoken, fish were bound to be there. That is the same God we are serving tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I've toiled all night and I've taken nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. There you are. We are in 18. We are still in 18. Please, down. 18, down. There you are. There is the secret. Taking God at his word. Brothers and sisters, we are only reminding ourselves of the things we know. Taking God at his word. God doesn't want any one of us to be doubter of his word. He wants us to have simple, childlike faith. God help us. If there was no fish there, God is able to put fish there. He did do it. That same man that went through that water all that night long and caught nothing. But look, when God said, put it down there. Well, maybe tonight, you might have seen through every doctor's office in the country. Maybe you've been to healing meetings and be anointed many times. But tonight, if you, brother, if you, sister, will say, if I will say, at thy word, Lord, here I come. Amen. If you can forget about our own thoughts, if you can forget about our own mind, if we will not cooperate with the devil, not listen to any suggestions of the devil, you can say tonight, at thy word, Lord, here I come. Amen. That is the way it is. At thy word, Lord, I'm going to let down the net. Because you told me, if I will ask anything in your name, you will do it. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away. You see the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he's Jehovah Creator. If there were no fish there, look, I want to tell you, anything that Satan, if there is any way Satan is said to steal your healing from you, he's still the same healer tonight. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. Remember, he's the one that created all this, everything inside you, your colons, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, your intestines, anywhere among your anything that Satan might have touched in your body. Remember, Jesus had power and power tonight to restore you back to good health. Nevertheless, at your word, Lord, I have come and I believe you, and you will see God on the scene, because he has never changed yet, and he will never change. It's never a disappointment, and it will never be a disappointment. It's not a failure, and will never be a failure. Doctor may fail you. Look, brothers and sisters, I don't care diagnosis or no diagnosis. I don't care test or no test. Jesus Christ is the great physician. He's the sympathizing Jesus. He's the high priest of your profession. He's the high priest of your confession. Confession and profession, the prophet said, is the same word. You confess what he has already finished on the cross of Calvary. Nevertheless, as I word, Lord, hallelujah. May God help us, church. Nevertheless, as I word, amen. Yes, you said that whatever you, I should come, you ask, no, you, I should ask in your name, you will do it. And he did do it. And I believe that's the truth. And I'm telling, and I'm letting down the net right now. At your command. Amen. If he says, I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases, healeth all our, he healeth all man, and he changed. May God help us. If our transgression, he was for our iniquity, for our peace, was of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We will let them. I see that big saying in the pool. Man, there wasn't nothing. Yeah. He made a little pool. After he has let down, nothing happened. After a while, something begin to take a hold. Just let down. Try. The little effort, you might not feel much. Little effort, you might not. Maybe every effort, but after a tugging, something cold, something is on the other end of the line. May God give us genuine faith. Hallelujah. Hello. Amen. Like the little boy called the elephant. He said, I got it. He didn't know what he had, but something. He had something. Believe God. Take him at his word. At thy word, Lord, I will let down the net. And that is what he did, and called the multitude of fish. We should never have unbelief at all. Because it may seem that it cannot be done. That is to human mind. But when God said it, it's already a settled matter. Brothers and sisters, when God said it, that settles it. I believe it. And we see action. We see God. We see the result. Amen. Let down the net and take up the draw. Where they be fishing through. How foolish for the cannon. I've just read that before. Where they said there's no fish. But God had put some fish there for his work, because he had already spoken. Let down the net for the draw. And if there's nothing there to work on, God will put something there to work on. If he said so. If you believe him, take him at his word. Amen. And now, all right. Let me see. On the account of time, see now. Let me come down to. Let me see. God says anything, he means it. Is that right? God says what he means, and he means what he says. God does not foolish. Let down means let down. God help us. Be not afraid. It is I. Only believe. Is that the word? Fear not means fear not. Only believe. That is the word. Hallelujah. How do you know? You are going to do it. Okay. Let's come down to 26, please. 26. One time, there was a little boy had a sandwich in his hand. Few little bunches of fish. Are you there? There was a whole about 5,000 people sitting around Jesus sitting on the rock and been talking to the people. Maybe the little boy had played hooky. All I know, we call it in India hooky or truant. Ever what you want to call it. He went out fishing, maybe. He didn't go to school that day. He was a truant. He played truants. The papa and the mama gave him the lunch. As we give our children today lunch in the school. Thank God for His grace upon you parents. To send your children to private, even the little. You see, school children in public schools. God be merciful to them and their parents. They are truants. Principal is there. Your code very well. You know what I'm talking about? They have their different classes, different places in their school compound, in the bushes, where they have their whole day. They will enter classroom. You will see them. They don't even have bag to take to school. But they will take them and wrap this and put that at the back of their pocket. We see them all around now. Joshua, are you there? Joshua Johnson. I pray you don't do that. May God help you. I hope nobody's annoyed because I mentioned him. Are you following me? So this boy played truancy that day. The woman gave him these five loaves and two fishes. Now listen to the prophet here. The prophet said, he went out fishing maybe and has seen that man, that's Jesus now. There is something about him. He liked to hear him talk. Little bitty fellow. He came up with this little lunch under his arms. Why? The people were so hungry, they were about to faint. You got anything to eat? Said, there's a little lad here with five little sandwiches. He said, bring them here. My, I can imagine seeing that just in a drama way. I can draw it in my mind. I can see two fellows. Now, as long as the little boy had what he had wasn't very much, he couldn't hardly feed himself with that. But once what he had, he gave to Jesus. Jesus fed 5,000. Not have very much, but turn it loose once. Let him have what you got, and whatever you give into the hand of Jesus Christ, he will receive. Anything you will throw for him, he won't talk. But if you give to him, you will see what God will do with it. Listen to the prophet. If you got that much faith, put it in him. Turn it loose and see what it will do. As long as it is in his hand, that boy now, it wasn't much. But when it got here in Jesus' hand, it meant something. It will only feed him here. It hardly do that, but it fed 5,000, taking up baskets full after all. Hallelujah. My, when I think of that, my soul shakes and trembles. God at his word. God give us revelation of these things. He said, cause them to sit down. I can see him look down at the little boy. He said, you believe I can do it? The boy said, yes, Jesus, I am standing right by you. I believe you can do it. Let me drop this again. Bear with me. Convention is coming. Is that right? By the grace of God, it will hold. There's nothing that can say it will never hold. No amount of demons from the pit of hell cannot say that the convention will not hold. Let God's perfect will be done. He sees the same Jehovah Jireh. There is nothing he can do. If it is in the line of the perfect will of God, he will do it. Because it's Jehovah Jireh. So whatever you release into this convention, God will multiply it. He did it before. He will do it again. God help you. Hallelujah. The
this boy believed that Jesus can do it. And when he gave it to the hands of Jesus Christ, Jesus multiplied it and fed 5,000 men besides women and children. What are we talking about? At thy word, Lord. Amen. It may seem difficult. It may seem impossible as human being to you or to me. But before God, all things are possible to him that believes. And with God, it shall be impossible. You believe it? Oh, man. And there is incurable disease that Jesus can never heal. Nevertheless, and I will, Lord, common headache can send a person to his premature grave. But when you call upon God, God will take care. Common stomach pain can send a person to premature grave. But when you call upon God and you believe his word, you see the result. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. We are here. I must tell Jesus all about my trouble. Amen. He can solve the problem for you. He can solve the problem for me. Look, there is no problem that Jesus Christ cannot take care of. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. Do you believe me? May God help us tonight. We are going to pray. Amen. We are going to commit ourselves into his able hand. Because he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bid us to we are here. You cannot ask anything in your own. Jesus said, ask the Father anything in my name. I will do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen to the prophet here. Jesus said, whatsoever things you ask in my name, that will I do. Then the prophet said, then at thy word, Lord, here I come. Can you say that tonight in your heart? That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Then nevertheless, Lord, at thy word, Lord, here I am, I have come tonight. Amen. Let us pray. That is what God expects from you and me. That is what he's trying to find tonight. Somebody with childlike faith who will stand by and say, Jesus, I believe you can do it. Whatever things you ask my Father in my name, that I will do. Then at thy word, Lord, I come. Thank you, brother. I come. Just like Martha and Mary, when their brother was dead and was rotted 4 days in the grave, Lord, if you are here, my brother had not died. Nevertheless, at thy word, you ask it, you say it, and it shall be so. That is what matters. The right attitude, mental attitude, Martha and Mary, that is what they told Jesus. You ask the Father, you say it, and it shall be so. Brothers and sisters, the word of God has gone to you tonight, has come to me. You say it. Nevertheless, Lord, I believe your word. Help me tonight. What is your need? He's here tonight to solve your problem. He's here tonight to meet that need. Whether urgent, whether no urgent, he's here tonight. What is your desire? Pray and believe that you are going to receive it and you shall have what you ask for. Nevertheless, as I will, Lord, we are only quoting the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of heaven and earth in the body of flesh. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and shall be open. For everyone that asketh, receive it. He that seeketh, find it. To him that knocketh, it shall be open. That is what the Lord Jesus said. Keep asking, my brother. Never you weary. Don't be weary. Don't be discouraged. It may seem to you, why now? The answer is getting too long now. My petition, I've not received it since all this year. In one day, just keep believing, my brother. Just keep believing, my sister. Nevertheless,
at thy word. What have you committed to his hand? He's able to do it. Anything you ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Heaven and earth will pass away. That statement will never pass away unfulfilled. If you desire a thing and you pray, believe that you have received your desire and you are going to have it. And I want, Lord, here I come, Lord, tonight in this prayer meeting. I am going to give a testimony. Oh, yeah, whether Satan likes to, I'm going to give a testimony. Nevertheless, and I want, Lord, help me. Help my unbelief tonight. Oh, yes. That is what it is. Take God at his word. Whatever God says, God is able to perform. Hallelujah. You hear the statement of the prophet. That is it. That's what it is. Take God at his word. Whatever God says, God is able to perform it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Is here tonight, brothers and sisters, to grant that desire of your heart, to meet that need, to solve that problem. Lord, help me, help my own belief. Increase my faith, Lord. Don't let my faith fail. Help me in times like this. I am God. I change it not. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that will speak and never bring it to come to pass. God is not a man. God is not you. God is not me. Man is a failure. Man is a disappointment. Sometimes you didn't wish to disappoint your brother, your sister, your fellow man. But because, you know, we are finite, sometimes we say things we are not able to bring to come to pass. But not Jehovah God, not our Father. He ever remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let her have that simple childlike faith tonight before him. The simplicity of the gospel passes over the head of intellectuals. But when we open our heart to the word of the living God, what he did for Peter, he will still do it for you now. He will do it for me now. He's still doing it. No fish there, but the Creator has spoken. And it came to pass. Is God. And we ever remain God. My brother, my sister, it may seem that God is silent. He may be silent, but remember the word of the Lord Jesus Christ against that unjust judge. Though Jesus tarried in answering the prayers of his children, but he will come on the scene one day. Is never a failure. It's never a failure, my brother. Let's keep believing. Be not discouraged. I've made up my mind. When I see things that is happening, I've made up my mind. Oh Lord, help me. Take away worry. Something warned me on Sunday afternoon. He said, be careful. He keep repeating, be careful. Be careful of worry. Remember that worry has no virtue. I said to him, because I said, God be merciful to me. Help me. I just need your grace. In every situation, no matter what comes or goes, I need your grace. I need your grace. Thank you, dear Father God. You will come back and testify of the goodness of the Almighty God. To increase and encourage the faith of others. Oh, yes, I tell you that. Nevertheless, and I will. Let us speak it from our heart tonight. Lord, help me. I come, Lord. Nevertheless, no matter how hard things may be with you, nevertheless, Lord, I take you at your word. The blessings of God make her rich. He has no sorrow with it. Nevertheless, and I want, Lord. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Peter was so convinced with the men with him, sons of Zebedee. When they came, when they brought the sheep to the shore, the Bible said they forsook all and follow him. Lord, I want to follow your word. You are worthy to be followed. I know you will not disappoint me. Man is a disappointment. Yeah, man is a failure. I know you will not disappoint me at the end of this journey. Oh, nevertheless, I die one. Lord, here I come tonight. Thank you, Lord. If we can set our heart on the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is never a failure. Your husband may fail you. Your wife may fail you. Papa may fail you. Mama may fail you. Your friends may fail you. Jesus will never fail you. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. I know who I believe in. And I'm persuaded. Peter was persuaded that Jesus Almighty has spoken. We have heard of the miracle signs and wonders he has performed. At this one, they said, I should not go to the deep. Nevertheless, and I want, Lord, here I come tonight, my brother, my sister. Oh, Lord, here I come. Thank you, Lord. Nothing is too hard for Jesus if we can only believe. As I request the associate pastor to come and commit us into the hands of the Lord. Nevertheless, add thy word.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that has gone forth unto us this evening. At thy word. We thank you for the grace you gave unto Peter and the revelation. Lord, to know the difference between the effort of man and when God speaks. Lord, because we are told that by your word, this heaven and earth were created. Lord, things, Lord, that were made were not made of things which do appear. Your word spoke them and they come into existence. And like your prophet said that Peter got a revelation that if there is no fish there, your word can put them there. And you did. Lord, according to other gospel, 153 fishes were caught because you spoke them to existence. We are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, you have not changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. O God of mercy, you gave grace to that little boy to surrender his lunch, which was just a little plate of food. Lord, at the end of it, after himself has eaten, If we desire to carry home up to 10 plates, it's available to go home with. Lord, after the miracle was performed, help us, dear Father. These things were written for our examples, and this is our own time. Dear God of heaven, you can still speak, and sicknesses will disappear. You can still speak, problems will be solved. You can still speak, situations will change. You can still speak, spiritual needs will be met. Oh God of mercy, we depend upon your word that one more time you will speak to every situation. Speak to every mountain, oh God, that they will all come down, dear Father. We pray, O living God of heaven, you remain the same when the mercy was going for, oh God, Daniel, and the king of Persia blocked the way. Lord, you rose on the scene, and the king of Persia left the way. We are your children for this time. These are people that have served you in the time of old, some under the blood of animals, of bulls and goats. Even Peter was there when your blood was not yet shed. And Lord, all the miracles we saw in the Gospels, it was when you have not yet died or go to Calvary. This is after, and your blood is greater than all that happened in the Old Testament. Lord Jesus, we present ourselves before you. Take away unbelief from us. Take away doubt from us. Take away fear from us. Take away double-mindedness, O Father. Plant in us that solid faith that have ear on the chest, that takes no for an answer. May we write another book, O God of heaven, Lord, that faith can produce, dear Master. Grant it, King of glory. While we are in your presence and we continue in prayer, may the glory of God appear unto us. May we all go back home with the substance of our desires, Lord. Let it be eternal, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Be with us as we continue in this service. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Be one, standing on the promises. We sing stanzas 1 and 2 before the... Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, we shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. 2. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear are saved, by the living word of God, we shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, I am standing, 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 standing on promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promise. Stanza 4. Oh, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by love's strong call. Overcoming death with a spirit song. Promises of God, I am standing, 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 standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit. praise God, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, I'm standing.
God bless my brother. Thank you for your prayer.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Our kind Heavenly Father, we bring our appreciation unto you, Lord, for thinking so much of us, Lord, to come down to fellowship with us in fulfillment of your promise. You have said that we are two or three are gathered together in my name, I be there in their midst. That you have fulfilled again tonight. We want to thank you for your presence, we thank you for your word, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for steering our faith. And we thank you, O God of heaven, for the grace you have given unto each one, Lord, to present unto you their request. And Lord, the faith to accept, O God, to believe you have given them unto us. We are grateful unto you. Master Jesus, we pray, O God, that this faith may never diminish in the heart of anyone. May we go believing. May we go confessing. Lord, may we be in expectation or the full manifestation of every bit of our desires. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the time of exhortation and the great blessings we receive. Thank you for the hour of prayers and the requests that have been raised, both those that are written and the ones that we have, Lord, on our platform before. We just commit all into your hand. As we are in expectation, may you help our unbelief. We pray, O God, that every bit of them will be manifested to the glory of your name. Give us grace each time we see you manifest them to come back in appreciation. Thank you, dear Father. We commit ourselves to you as we go out back to our homes where we come from, that your grace that brought us to take us home safely. May we enjoy the night. May the night be peaceful unto us. Give us sound sleep as you give your beloved. In the morning, may we wake up strong and healthy, Lord. The rest of the week is your hand. May your grace abide with us. Both students, workers, business people, travelers, watch over every one of us. Supply our need, Father. As you commit our nation into your hand and for our sake, Lord, you will just be gracious, Father. All these different policies they bring up day by day, Lord, to make things tougher and difficult, we depend on you. May you stand for us, Heavenly Father, and break every yoke of the enemy. Meet the needs of your people, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, on Friday we'll be playing the tapes. May minister strength, grace, faith, and encouragement unto us. By Sunday, by your grace, if we are still here, gather us again in our numbers and shower your blessings upon us. Thank you, King of Glory. Your servant we have used for the service tonight, we pray that it will be his strength. We pray that you lift up the honor of his ministry. Grant every desire of his heart, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We meet again on Sunday by God's grace. I will rise. Standing, stand. We're standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Stand. I am standing, stand. Standing, I am standing on the promises of. I am standing.
My Savior, standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free.
of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh yes, yeah, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus, the blood.